It's story time.
How it's made. From sand to glass. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. The Beginning of Glass. Did you look out of a window today? Did you have some juice this morning or turn on a light? You probably used glass many times today. Many people never stop to think about how glass is made or what it is made with. They are surprised to learn that glass is made mostly of sand. People began using glass a long time ago. They first saw lightning make it when the lightning hit sand on the ground. The sand melted and became long tubes of glass. People were able to see that lightning was hot. They realized glass formed when the sand was very hot. People were making glass beads over 4,500 years ago. Those are the first things people made out of glass. Later, they learned to make other things with it. They even used glass for money. It's easy to make things with glass. It can have many different shapes. You can use it to hold different things. Chapter 2. What glass is made of? Sand isn't the only thing you need to make glass. Limestone and soda ash are two other things most glass is made from. Everyone knows what sand is because it's everywhere. You can see it in the desert and near the ocean. Sand can also come from a rock called sandstone. If water is sprayed on sandstone, it will break into sand. Limestone is another rock that is also in many different places. It's used to make different things, even homes. To make glass, this rock has to be turned into dust. Soda ash is another kind of dust. You can find a lot of it in different places of the earth. Soda ash, limestone, and sand are very cheap and are not hard to find. How do you make glass? To make glass, you must find all three ingredients: sand, limestone, and soda ash. You will find what you need in the earth. First, you have to look at many different places where there is a lot of dirt. Next, you have to find dirt with the things you need in it. When you find it, you use a big machine to dig a hole in the earth. It takes the sand, limestone, or soda ash and puts it in a large truck. Chapter 3. A Glass Factory. The truck takes the sand, limestone, or soda ash to a glass factory with many buildings. People do many different things inside these buildings. One building is a silo. It is very tall and can hold a lot of material. Each kind of material goes into a separate silo. The materials are measured for the correct amount to make glass. Then, they are mixed together. As you already know, sand melts at very high temperatures. Using limestone and soda ash helps melt the sand at a lower temperature. A mixture of sand, limestone, and soda ash melts at 1,700 degrees Celsius. The mixture becomes fluid. As it cools, it becomes clear and turns into glass. Slowly heating and cooling the glass many times makes it stronger. This also makes it difficult to break. Adding things to glass can also make it stronger. People change glass in other ways too. They change the color of glass to make vases and bottles. They just add other special things to it. About 2,000 years ago, some people learned a different way to work with glass. Glassmakers used a long metal tube. They put a piece of melted glass on the end of the tube. Next, they put air in the tube to make a bubble. As the glass cooled, the glassmakers shaped it with metal tools. The glass was cooled and heated many times. This is called glassblowing, and people still do it today. It is very hot, difficult work, but glassmakers make beautiful vases and bottles. They also make beautiful pieces of art. Chapter 4. Using old glass again. Old glass can be used again to help protect the earth. When we use glass again, people don't dig the earth up for new materials all the time. New glass can be made from the glass bottles we save. Sometimes, big trucks pick up the old glass. Other times, people must take their used glass to a special place. This place collects the glass. When it has a lot, a large truck takes it to a factory. They will be able to use the glass again. It is important to save the glass that you use to help the environment. To do that, follow these steps. First, always wash any glass you want to use again. Next, separate the glass by color. Clear glass will go to one place, brown glass will go to another place. Take it to a place where they collect glass and large machines will crush it. It will be washed again and broken into small pieces called cullet. Machines will clean the cullet again to remove paper and metal. Cullet melts at much lower temperatures, and it melts more quickly than sand and limestone. We can make many different things with it. Using glass again to make new things saves money. Chapter 5. Things made into glass. Many glass factories make windows. They mix old and new glass together for this. Machines heat the sand mixture and cullet to a very hot temperature. Then, they pour the melted glass into a tray. This tray moves between rollers to make the glass flat. The trays make the glass into a window shape. It is slowly heated and cooled more than one time to make it stronger. The windows are made by machines. It is very hot in a glass factory. People can't work there, but machines can. A machine can also be used to make glass bottles. It melts glass and puts it into a mold in the shape of a bottle. Air goes into an opening in the bottle shape. Then, the glass cools and becomes hard. The bottle must be heated and cooled again very slowly to make it stronger. If it is heated and cooled too fast, the glass will break. Glass bottles are used everywhere in the world to hold drinks and food. They are good for storing things that we use all of the time. Glass bottles are very helpful. As you can see, many things can be made out of glass. Next time you look out of a window or drink from a glass, think about where it came from. When you are on the beach, look at the sand. Remember how people from a long time ago learned to make different things with it. maybe you can think of something new to make from glass.